Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Boo Blasters on Boo Hill. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe. Let's get going, everybody. Subscriptions.
That's right, everybody. Subscriptions, because this is actually a suggested article by a Wiki listener on TikTok. This was suggested by Muppet.hell, a.k.a. Boobcifer. Thank you, Boobcifer, for suggesting this article. You suggested it in a comment on one of our recent videos.
Thank you, Boobcifer.
Yeah, thank you, Boobcifer. I'm going to DM you and let you know. You seem really excited about Boo Blasters, and I have no idea what that is or what we're talking about. So let's just jump in.
All right, here we go.
Boo Blasters on Boo Hill. Boo Blasters on Boo Hill is an interactive family dark ride designed and manufactured by Sally Corporation. The ride opened in 2010 at Four Cedar Fair Amusement Parks, Canada's Wonderland, Carowinds, King's Dominion, and King's Island. The ride was a slight alteration and replacement of Scooby-Doo and the Haunted Castle. After Cedar Fair chose to remove all Hanna-Barbera branding from each of their parks by 2010.
I wonder what went on between them and Hanna-Barbera, where they were just like, no more Scooby-Doo.
I don't know, maybe their contract just ended.
History. In 2006, Cedar Fair purchased Paramount Parks from CBS. Several of the parks attained in the purchase Canada's Wonderland, Carol King, Carowinds, Canada's Wonderland, Carowinds, King's Dominion, and King's Island had a dark ride from Sally Corporation themed to the company's Scooby-Doo's Haunted Mansion attraction model. During the 2009-2010 off-season, Cedar Fair began the process of removing Nickelodeon and Hanna-Barbera themes from their recently acquired amusement parks. For the Haunted Mansion rides, Sally Corporation was contracted to remove the Scooby-Doo theme and replace it with a new one. The new theme was called Boo Blasters on Boo Hill, which debuted at all four parks for the 2010 season. I'm sensing that Boo Blasters from Boo Hill is a weird IP. Is that why we're reading this?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking this whole time. Like, what is a Boo Blaster and what IP does it come from? Maybe it's just...
I think it's something they created.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at or figuring out. Boobcifer, is that true? Like, do you just really like this ride? I have so many questions for you. Now, I'm going to be DMing you before this even comes out.
Creepy. But I think that if we read forward, we'll find out what is weird about this.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while your suspense builds.
thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get back to the show. There was probably no commercial there, considering the length of this article.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. So I just kind of popped it in there. So thanks for listening.
All right.
Ride experience. Boo Blasters on Boo Hill is a dark ride with individual ride vehicles on a track at Canada's Wonderland, Carowinds, and King's Dominion, and a continuous Omnimover-style ride system at King's Island. Wow, this is the third time in three paragraphs where they mention which parks it's at. Guests use mounted laser guns to fire at lighted targets throughout the ride. Hitting a target enables additional animation, sounds, and special effects, as well as earns each rider points that are tallied and displayed inside the vehicle. The ride layout and special effects varies at each park location. Initially, each park sold disposable Chroma Depth 3D glasses at the ride's entrance to enhance the blacklight paint effects throughout the ride. Oh my god, I think I've actually been on this ride at Carowinds.
This ride sounds awesome, basically, I'm saying.
It's just like the, not the Toy Story ride, but the, I think it is the Toy Story ride at Disney.
You have a gun at the Toy Story ride?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Toy Story ride. It's the one, like, they give you a blaster. They don't call it a gun, but they call it, like, a blaster. And you're in a, like, a ride car. And then the car moves through the ride, and you have to blast the, I forget what it's called, but, like, the little guys.
Sure. King's Island. Guests enter the attraction through the front gates of an old Gothic castle. The queue takes guests through the foyer into the first room, which features large chandeliers, cobwebs, and a haunting music track playing in the background. Before boarding the ride, guests walk through a corridor with boarded-up windows on both sides. Once in the vehicle, riders travel through a haunted cemetery and mansion filled with skeletons and ghosts. The final encounter is with Lucifer, the primary antagonist. The ride ends with a display that shows riders how well their score ranks before exiting the vehicle.
All right, three big things happened during the reading of that paragraph. Number one, can confirm Boobsifer is based on this ride, and he just really likes this ride. Number two, can confirm that it's the Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin at Disney World. And yes, you do have a blaster. I've been on it. And can also confirm that I have been on Boo Blasters on Boo Hill at Carowinds.
How can you confirm all three? What were the citations?
Well, first citation is we know that the TikToker's name is Boobsifer.
Yes.
Which is very, 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 very similar to
Boosifer.
To Boosifer, yes. So I think we can infer that his name is based on this ride.
Infer is not confirm. I'm so sorry. First one, denied. Second, go.
Second, I googled Blaster Ride Disney World, and the first result is the Walt Disney World website, and it's called Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. And as we know, Buzz Lightyear comes from Toy Story, so can confirm.
And where? And did you also see the blaster?
Yeah, there's like a little image.
There's an image of what?
A child and their adult in one of the ride cars, and the child is holding the blaster.
Got it. Confirmed. Okay.
Okay.
One for two. Here we go. Three.
And then I went on the Carowinds website, clicked on rides, and used Command F and searched Boo, and the ride Boo Blasters on Boo Hill came up. Now, how can I prove that I've been on it? There's no pictures of me on the ride, but I do have pictures from when I was at Carowinds after 2010.
Okay, I'm going to say that's a soft confirm, so I'll say 2 out of 3. Okay.
All right, that's pretty good. Although King's Island's version of Boo Blasters was previously Scooby-Doo and the Haunted Castle, the ride system was originally used for Phantom Theater. Phantom Theater maintained the same ride system as its successors, but featured 55 ride vehicles and no interactive elements. The attraction ceased operation in 2002 and became transformed into Scooby-Doo and the Haunted Castle for the 2003 season. And then in references, there's one called SpongeBob Out Snoopy In at Cedar Fair Theme Parks. And that made me really sad because I'd rather have SpongeBob than Snoopy. But I understand that Snoopy probably costs a lot less as IP at amusement parks.
I hear that. SpongeBob out.
That's unfortunate. I would love to see some more SpongeBob at my amusements. Anyway, thank you, Boobsifer, for suggesting this article on a very random TikTok that we posted.
Right on, Boobsifer.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Boo Blasters on Boo Hill. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash all those ghosts in Boo Blasters.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.